In honor of Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner, today's episode, number 106, is dedicated to items this piano teacher, podcaster, speaker, and blogger is handing a special Valentine to. Specifically, I'm honing in and giving kudos to things that are enhancing life through beauty and simplicity. If you're a regular podcast listener, you might remember that I did an episode in November 2023 called Amy's Favorite Things. I almost shied away from doing this episode because of that, but when I sat down and started brainstorming this list, I couldn't believe how many new things I had to share with you. In episode 94, I shared 11 items, and I'm only re-mentioning two of those today, as they fit my theme of sleek, lovely, and simple. If you could use a little more beauty and simplicity in your life, stick around for the next 10 minutes or so with me, Amy Chaplin, your host, who loves sharing fabulous resources with my fellow teachers. Today, I want to start by highlighting one of my old Friday Finds posts on the blog, which is full of all kinds of Valentine goodies you may find beneficial in your life and studio over the next couple of weeks. This post has a nice compilation of music-themed coloring books, Valentine-themed games, a candy jar contest printable, and more. Everything you hear about today is linked in the show notes for you at pianopantry.com/podcast/episode106. Over my studio's Christmas shutdown, we finally finished the basement of the home we built in 2018. I've been running my studio down there for the past 5 years with an open, unfinished ceiling and plain, boring gray walls. We put in a beautiful drop ceiling that looks like white wood planks. There's lots of can lights and painted two of the walls with my favorite blue color. It's Naval from Sherwin-Williams. One of the walls is actually quite large and was really screaming for help, so my husband built wainscoting, which is like board and batten. If you follow me on social media, I shared a few in-progress photos, but not a lot. Once I finally finish getting some updated furniture in the space, I'm going to share more details, so stay tuned. Anyway, while this transformation deserves a shout-out as a beautiful, inspiring addition to my daily work life, all this is actually just setting the stage for my first Valentine shout-out, which is the Tribe Signs storefront on Amazon. Tribe Signs is where I got my desks, which I absolutely love. They're really good quality for an MDF, you know, type of desk, but they have really nice thick metal legs. I've been on the lookout for quite a few things for my studio, and while I haven't necessarily found all my solutions at Tribe Signs, I am continually coming across their products and just love what I see every time. On a side note, I don't know what it is, but every time I look at the name Tribe Signs, it's spelled T-R-I-B-E-S-I-G-N-S. I keep saying Tribe Designs, so if I accidentally say Tribe Designs, I don't know what it is. It's just like a play on the word in my head for some reason every time I read it. So Tribe Signs, not Tribe Designs. Anyway, so if you're looking for solutions for your home or studio space, check out Tribe Signs on Amazon. My second Valentine award goes to Trader Joe's greeting cards. Every time I walk in that store, I look forward to checking them out. The text is simple and the designs are beautiful without costing an arm and a leg. At just a dollar or two a piece, I love just keeping a variety of different types of cards on hand from Trader Joe's. Now, you're probably going to get a little chuckle at my third one here, but the third Valentine that brings me joy and simplicity in my life is gin and tonics. Now, if you're not familiar, that is a mixed drink, but there's not much to the mixing because it's just two ingredients, gin and tonic water, and maybe a squirt of lime. It's not a lot of work. Plus, they are just so refreshing. My husband and I actually never even drank alcohol until our mid-20s, and even then, we only enjoyed wine and some beers. But with the explosion of craft beers, our joy kind of leaned more towards the latter in the maybe last 5 years. And then it's only been in the last couple of years that we've started delving into the world of mixed drinks. It all honestly started with a bottle of brandy that we had had around for years that we decided to finally drink. And Drew actually quite enjoyed it. And so we were kind of researching what's the difference in brandy and bourbon, and realized that brandy was distilled from wine, which made sense since we always enjoyed wine, red wine especially. So Drew also got an award from his work. And sometimes in business, when you get little awards and stuff like this, the gift is just for them to send you like a magazine online and you choose something from the magazine. So he decided to get a free bottle of gin because we had never tried gin and we were kind of starting to dip our toes into these mixed drink things. I think we're both shocked to realize how much we actually enjoyed G&Ts. We shy away from high sugar mixed drinks, and these have become a lovely addition in the past year or so to our life's foodie joys, we'll call it. The next item on my list is a big one in that it improves the experience of touching my device, which happens so much during our days. I learned about this from teacher friend Abby Hodge, and what it is it's a matte textured glass screen protector. The brand I use, which I think she recommended to me, was Super Shields. It's spelled S-U-P-E-R and then S-H-I-E-L-D-Z, Super Shields. It has such a lovely look and feel to it. So soft to touch. I will never go back to a regular iPhone screen protector. So thanks, Abby. The fifth item is another recommendation from another teacher friend, Jana Williamson. It's a devotional prayer book called Breath as Prayer by Jennifer Tucker. I saw Jana post about this on Instagram last year and immediately added it to my Amazon cart. If you do one little page a day, it will last you a couple of months, so I'm only about halfway through, but it is visually extraordinary. It just brings me peace opening the pages every single morning. The next one is actually another devotional book, this time by Tish Oxenreiter. Now, I was a little hesitant to add this one to the list because I just ordered it from Amazon because it's for Lent and Easter. I have read several of Tish's books, including Notes from a Blue Bike, At Home in the World, and her Shadow and Light Advent devotional, so I know I can confidently recommend it. Her Advent devotional was beautiful as it included music to accompany each day's devotions. It was really amazing, and I can't wait to jump into Bitter and Sweet, A Journey into Easter by Tish Oxenreiter. The last three items on my list, numbers 7, 8, and 9, are all technology tools that don't make me feel overwhelmed, but instead are so beautiful and sleek, they only add to my life. This is where two items from my November list peek in, Todoist and Notion. Now, I'm still learning Todoist, but I'm getting closer to sharing more details, but it has really changed the way I view my task list. One recent example I can share is that I've been trying to refine and use how I use it and have spent some time watching videos on how others use the tagging system to label tasks. I've been playing around with labeling tasks by how long they will take, like 10 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours, or a half a day. Let me briefly share a story on how this app has made a huge difference in my life. So last week, I had 2 1-hour students sick and had a huge 4-hour block of time in my day. In the past, I would have just worked ahead on something for later that week, like writing my podcast a day earlier, but instead, I went into my task app and looked at items that were labeled as half-day tasks. One of those was to go through the tutorial video certifications for TechSmith's Snagit Editor and Camtasia, which are programs I use for screenshot capture, markup, and video editing. The reason it had been on my task list for 2 years is I have not had a good system for finding times to sneak things in like this. It felt amazing seeing this get done thanks to my beautiful Todoist system. Notion is a productivity and note-taking app that offers organizational tools like task management, project tracking, to-do lists, and bookmarking. I've been talking about it a lot here lately because in early March 2024, here in about, oh, I don't know, 6 weeks, something like that, my friend Joy Morin and I are putting on an event to help you organize your life in Notion as we have. Last week, I shared my own insights into how Notion compares to Evernote, another note-taking app. One big point I shared is that while Evernote has a very generalized organizational schema built around individual notes, Notion's is entirely customizable. Now, that may not sound so simple, but that's actually the beauty. It can be as simple or as complex as you like. Notion offers tools to build a beautiful, functional, personalized workspace. If you're a visual person like I am, then you will love Notion, and Joy and I are ready to show you how. Now, the sign up for this event should be live sometime this week. Visit one of our websites or find us on social media to get details. For now, if you would like a little deeper look at how it's been working for us, as I already mentioned, jump back and listen to last week's episode. And Joy also wrote an in-depth blog post showing how she's using it in her life, both personal and professional, and she includes a lot of screenshots that you can see. All right, as we round into the end of this episode, the last tool I'm highlighting in my 2024 Valentine's list is my email marketing manager, Flowdesk. I switched over a couple of years ago, and I just love how beautiful and simplistic it is in function and design. Other bloggers I know who use it include Jennifer Fox of Music Educator Resources and Joy Morin of Color in My Piano. I used MailChimp for years, but it eventually got so clunky. I loved it one minute and seemed to hate it the next. I find it really interesting how things like this evolve, and while they may be the perfect solution, like one minute and then like suddenly you blink and you realize it's just no longer working for you, or it's just like that framework is just suddenly feeling outdated. And this is how it went with me moving out of MailChimp to Flowdesk and even out of Evernote, almost entirely, to Notion. If you're a content creator looking for a good option for email marketing management, use the link in the show notes from me to get 50% off of your first year. I hope you enjoyed my 2024 Valentine list. Before you jump out of your podcast app today, I would appreciate it if you would take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so all the new episodes will download for you automatically each week. If you would like to support the work it takes to bring you this content each week, join me on Patreon at pianopantry.com/Patreon, where you have the option to join at the $4 or $7 levels each month. As always, you can get a list of everything mentioned today at pianopantry.com/podcast/episode106.